Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and that's the A-team. And then we have the...
Stragglers.
I don't even know what the Z-team. Grandson Nick on one side and Uncle Jack on the other side. Boy, could you frame me any better than this?
That's why we call it the Z-team, because nobody catches more Z's than me and Nick.
Damn straight, Jack.
they're making funny faces while we're trying to do our job here during the last segment.
Throwing me right off. Mm. Throwing me right off. So we were talking about the boat show and how ice fishermen are spending money on expensive electronics. How's the camera business to ice fishermen? I would think it would be probably, if there's a target group in fishing for underwater cameras, it's got to be the ice fishermen.
Well, you certainly would think that, and that was the conventional wisdom for many, many years, that they would drop the camera down to see what's there.
Right.
And for sure, back in the day, that was the reasonable technology to do that. Today, with LiveScope,
you don't need it.
Yeah, and you know, so you've used cameras, and I don't care how clear the water is, you can see 5, 6, 7, 10 feet.
10 feet on a good day.
When you have a nice, clear blue ice and it's a sunny day, you can see 10 feet.
Right.
When you have an overcast day or you have snow on top of the ice, it's that much darker, you can see 6 feet.
Right.
Today, with LiveScope.
No, it's crazy.
You can see 60, 80 feet. You can rotate it, and you can say, hey, the fish are to my right at 2 o'clock at 80 feet. You can pick up your stuff, go over there, drill a hole, pop over right on top of them and catch fish.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So where there was some uptake with that camera, set 5 and 6 and 7 and $1,000 cameras, that's kind of diluting now, certainly is diluting, because this Panoptix technology has taken over, and that's outselling cameras 4-to-1, 5-to-1.
Yeah.
Cameras are picked up in the summertime, though, especially with tournament fishing guys who don't want to sting fish on practice days, where they're going out there, they're locating fish, they're dropping down to make sure it's A, the right size fish, and B, the right species fish.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I really think cameras come into their own, too, aside from tournament anglers, obviously, which is a big deal. I think it's a great learning tool for anglers to use in concert with your sonar device, regardless of how high a level technology you're currently using. But it's really nice to have a look at something on sonar and come up with your concept of what you're seeing and what you think it looks like, and then drop a camera down there and have a real look and use that to learn, right?
Verifying what you're actually seeing, for sure. Yeah. And I think that when you look at talk about traditional 2D sonar and LiveScope, which is, you know, those greens and reds and yellows and whites and those all those things, you're doing major interpretation.
Yeah.
But in ClearView... Yeah. And inside it's looking like at an X-ray. So there is some balance there. Yeah. I think the technology has surpassed that. There are still many practical applications for cameras, but the sonar technologies is blowing by.
You were on an episode of the Fish in Canada show, Nick, where you and Pat, you're out musky fishing, you were taking that technology and bringing it
to that.
I remember watching the episode, you guys were saying, see those weeds, the way they're bending over to the left, that means the current is blowing from the right and not the left.
The one that I slept on or the one before that?
The slept one.
You mean which? Is this the one that you slept longest on, or the one that you just had a nap on? Is that what you're saying? Because both of them you slept on.
That's not true.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question.
But it's great It's great to see that technology working in the field, where you can actually see how the current is affecting the weeds through your electronics.
It is cool. It's really defined. Like, you can see all the details and what
for people your age, it's probably not as big a deal. For people my age, because keep in mind, I mean, when I started fishing, we had nothing. We had no way of knowing what
you still had dinosaurs in the water that would come take your fish off your line.
Putting butter on bread is a big deal for people like your age.
Mr. Young Summers. Anyways, that's it. I'm bored with you guys now. Let me bring somebody on who's a little more interesting.